If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet,
is on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. We are talking this afternoon about this major news coming out of a Manhattan courtroom, a criminal courtroom, in the pen, the words of Judge Juan Merchan postponing the sentencing of Donald Trump, current candidate for the presidency, until November, which means once again that as you go to vote in November, you will not have the benefit, the information about the sentence imposed upon Donald Trump. The defendant in this case facing a possible term of imprisonment of up to 4 years, unlikely that the judge, whenever he imposes sentence, will impose a sentence at that level, but does have the prerogative, does have the capacity to sentence Donald Trump to all kinds of different things, including a term of imprisonment. Could be years, more likely maybe weeks, months. Could combine that with some probation, which is highly likely. Some other fines, a possibility as well. All kinds of things under New York law could happen. We will now await until late November, Thanksgiving time, just before Thanksgiving, to determine from this judge what the sentence imposed upon Donald Trump will be. We know that this comes, this decision comes, not only in the wake of the immunity decision and the wrestling with that decision by Judge Merchan, but also other attempts recently by Donald Trump to delay this sentencing. Recall a couple of weeks ago that Donald Trump had also asked Juan Merchan for at least the second, if not the third time, to recuse himself based upon some unfounded, non-fact-based allegations that Judge Merchan was biased, that his daughter was somehow involved in matters that implicated the judge and therefore produced prejudice or bias from the court. None of that founded in facts or the law. The judge, in fact, had gone to an independent commission to determine whether or not they felt in their clear administrative judgment he had to recuse himself. They came back and said, no, nothing about the allegations being made by the defense support your removal from this case. And so Juan Merchan has once, twice, three times said, no, I'm not recusing myself. We're not going to send all this back to square one. That was one effort. And the judge has recently decided on that once again. And more recently, again, the defendant, as is his capacity, he can file motions. That's a part of our system. But he also sought once again to remove the case, even after judgment, after the jury returned its verdict, finding Donald Trump guilty, felony counts, 34 of them, asked a federal judge to take the case over, remove it from state court into federal court, an extraordinary remedy. Difficult to imagine even how that would happen. In a four-page decision just earlier this week, a federal judge, his name is Alvin Hellerstein, Federal District Court in Manhattan. Again, this is a federal court, not the state court in which Judge Merchan is presiding, said he could not evaluate Donald Trump's claims of bias, saying those were issues for the state courts. In other words, stay in state court, get those resolved. And indeed, Judge Merchan has done just that. But Judge Hellerstein, the district court, the federal district court judge, also said that Donald Trump's claims that he should have immunity from criminal prosecution based on that Supreme Court blockbuster outrageous decision of July 1, that the implications of that case for this prosecution were groundless. He said that the merits of the petition to have the state conviction overthrown and thrown out were without basis. That's what the judge said. But most important, he said, the hush money payments that were the focus of that state criminal prosecution, this is the judge, the federal judge speaking, were private. They were unofficial acts. They were outside the bounds of any executive authority. And for that reason, too, he said, nothing here suggests, nothing requires that the federal court move in and take this case over. And so Donald Trump's request to move his state criminal case to federal court, that also denied just earlier this week, as defense counsel again attempts all of these different mechanisms to try to get the sentencing delayed. One of those now successful. And the reasons for it are significant. Judge Merchan simply didn't issue a docket order saying that, yes, we're going to reschedule this. He said that the unique time frame this matter currently finds itself in prompts this decision. He had previously planned again to hand down this decision on September 18th, just about 7 weeks before Election Day. But he went on to say that this is not a decision this court makes lightly, that is postponing the sentencing. He went on to say that it's a decision which, in the court's view, best advances the interests of justice. He said this matter is one that stands alone in a unique place in this nation's history. He appeared to skirt some of the partisan second-guessing and in partisan circles that the integrity of our judicial system demands that these matters go ahead, free from distraction or distortion. A delay, he wrote in his decision of just today, should dispel any suggestion that this court will have issued any decision, he's talking about his sentencing decision, or imposed sentence either to give an advantage to or create a disadvantage for any political party. The judge basically, again, skirting those partisan political challenges and the objections to what he has and has not done, saying, you know what, by delaying this, I am not going to be inviting. He'll still get it, but he's trying to avert the overt attempts to suggest that his decision to go ahead with a sentencing before the election was political in some way. It, of course, is a significant development in this case. It is plainly being greeted by Donald Trump and his defense counsel with approval, even though they went on to say that while the decision to postpone is the right one, nonetheless, still asking the judge, as is pending with him, to get rid of the case entirely, saying the immunity decision basically means you shouldn't proceed at all, and describing once again the prosecution itself as a hoax, a witch hunt, all those kinds of things, none of which is true. All of this, again, the result of a finding beyond a reasonable doubt by a grand jury initially, and then a jury here, that the defendant was in fact guilty of the offense conduct. The proceedings now delayed until November. Judge Mershon vowed to apply the rule of laws even-handedly in all this and said he will not be dragged into the political fray here, and for that reason wants to avoid any appearance of impropriety and will schedule and has scheduled and will conduct a hearing, a decision on November 12th. He's going to tell us what he's doing in this immunity decision. And then presumably, assuming that he is going to find, and almost certainly will, which is the subject of dispute and debate between the parties right now, but Judge Mershon will almost certainly find that the immunity decision does not prevent him from going ahead with sentencing, does not require that the entire judgment of the jury verdict be thrown out, that the case be returned to where it was at the very beginning somehow and dismissed entirely. But he will then go ahead, presumably, and finally sentence Donald Trump on November 26th. And for that reason, major news coming out of New York today, in the wake of all of these proceedings, all of these things happening in the midst of all of this. All of this, of course, again, from the pen of a judge who has tried to maintain that, and has maintained, that his addressing of the issues in this case should be even-handed and without any appearance of political animus or animation. And that is indeed what he has done. Now, a lot of criticism certainly coming his way already from folks saying that he should have gone ahead. And if he is true to this allegation, this statement that he is treating all defendants the same, it is difficult to imagine another defendant getting this kind of consideration. But that is a decision of Juan Mershon, again, as this case proceeds. More about other cases involving Donald Trump as the Maggie Dawn Show continues here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media.